When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm going to be going over the 5 most unattractive traits in men, and honestly, these are just as unattractive in women, so if you see these early on, it's a huge red flag. So I've done videos all about what makes you irresistible physically and mentally, and so now I think it's time to take a look at the flip side and understand what makes you unattractive. So this video is not going to be about physical traits that make you unattractive. I think that's very surface level and can only get you so far, and ultimately, if you're ugly on the inside, that is when you have a real problem. So this video, more specifically, is going to be about character traits or personality traits that I think are the absolute most unattractive things that you can be. Looks fade, but if you're ugly on the inside, rest in peace. Number one, we have a lack of empathy. So if you're a person who is very empathetic, you're compassionate towards other people, that is a very highly desirable character trait to have. People are going to be drawn to you, they're going to feel comfortable around you, they're going to feel like they can tell you things without you judging them. So the opposite of that is unattractive. So a lot of the time, people who lack empathy or compassion are often very judgmental, and I think that's when it becomes the most unattractive. And let's be honest, the narcissistic, egocentric people are the worst to be around, and I think those type of people often fall in the lack of empathy category. I guess a better title for this one could be narcissist, because I think narcissists often have a lack of empathy, a lack of compassion. They're very judgmental. They only care about themselves. They talk about themselves 24/7, and it's just really gross. So a person who is just so engulfed with their own ego that they don't see anything else but themselves is one of the worst type of people to be around. Number two, we have insecurity. And I wanna start by saying, I know that we all have insecurities. I'm a very confident, secure person, and even I sometimes feel a little bit insecure about things. It's natural as a human to feel that way. However, it becomes a problem when those insecurities start to run your life, and it really can be the root of evil. And not only does this affect you and your life, but it also affects the people in your life and the people that you're surrounding yourself with. And that is when it becomes an even bigger issue for your relationship, for the growth of your relationships, and really just how healthy you are in general. And we all know one of the main things that stems from insecurity is jealousy. And jealousy is one of the biggest turnoffs on the planet for men and women. Jealousy does not look good on anyone, especially in excess. Some people will argue that a little bit of jealousy in a relationship is normal, and I'm sorry, but I've been there and I would never want to be there again. I do not want to be in a relationship where anyone is jealous. If you're in a healthy relationship, there should be no reason for anyone to be jealous, especially in excess. I think it also is important to understand where your jealousy is coming from. So if you're with someone who's given you a reason to feel jealous, say they've cheated on you or they've lied to you or manipulated you, then okay, it makes sense that you would feel jealous or insecure. But if no one has given you a reason to feel those things and it's just coming from your past or an insecurity in yourself, then it's important to be able to pinpoint that. Jealousy and insecurity will absolutely ruin your life if you let it, so I think it's really important to understand where it's coming from and why, and really get a grip on it, because it's not doing you or anybody any favors, and often makes you very controlling, which nobody would want to be with. Number three, we have laziness. This could be laziness mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever the heck it is. I think it's not a good thing in any aspect of your life, but especially not if you're trying to attract a partner. If you want something, you simply have to work for it, and someone who is lazy is, in my eyes, one of the most unattractive people on the planet. This could be in regards to your career, your relationships, yourself, your body, whatever it is. If you're lazy, you will not succeed. And the reason why this is so unattractive when you're looking for a partner is because if that other person can't even take care of their own self, how the heck are they supposed to be a good partner to you? Women specifically want to be with someone who is motivated, who is driven, ambitious, has goals and passions. If you don't have those things, it's really hard for you to be a good partner because you're often unfulfilled as well. So I think it's very important to have good habits and discipline that help you achieve the things you want to get to in life. And often someone who is lazy does not have that. The good thing though is that if you're lazy now and you know that, you don't have to be lazy forever. This is something that with some daily habit changes, some good discipline and good habits, you can change this about yourself and make yourself a more productive, motivated, and driven person. So all it takes is a little bit of work, some changes to your daily routine, and a good quote that I want to share with you guys is, "Your success is hidden in your daily routine." And I think that is so incredibly true. I did a video all about how to be more productive. So if you're someone who is really struggling with this right now, I would highly recommend checking out that video. I think it would be very helpful for all of you. Another point that I want to talk about here is making excuses. You know a person like this. I know a person like this. I think we all know a person who, if they don't get something done, they don't do something they said they were going to do, they are always ready to make up some sort of excuse for it. Of course, there are exceptions to everything, and I totally understand that, but I think a lot of the time, people are really good at justifying why they didn't do something instead of just doing it. So making excuses doesn't really hurt anyone but yourself, but I think it can also be a huge repellent and red flag for attracting a future partner. When you think about the qualities that you want your future partner to have, I guarantee that being lazy is not on the list. So you have to be able to understand that someone else isn't going to want that in their partner either. So if you know this about yourself, you know that you're lazy, you got to figure out a way to get out of it because it's really going to hurt you in the long run and it's going to make you a lot less attractive. And I know that our lives should not be based around being attractive to people. I think you need to do things that make you happy as well. But I think that lazy people often aren't happy and they feel unfulfilled. I think a really good little exercise is to look at yourself and your patterns and your behaviors and think to yourself and be very honest. Would I date myself? Do I have qualities that would make me a good partner? And if the answer is no, then you have to figure out ways to improve that. Because I'm gonna be honest and tell you, laziness is not on the list of things that I would want in a partner ever. And I wouldn't want my partner to think that about me. So huge turnoff, huge red flag. It's one of the biggest turnoffs in the world, in my opinion. Number four, we have arrogance. And I think sometimes in the beginning, arrogance can sometimes be mistaken for confidence and it gets people a little bit further in the beginning than it does in the end. So I think your true colors always come through and it's very obvious at a certain point that the confidence is not really confidence and it's cockiness and it's a huge turnoff. This one is kind of similar to number one, the narcissist, lack of empathy person. I think a person who is very arrogant is often that way as well. This is just the person who is cocky about everything, who brags about everything, who talks about themselves 24/7, and who is not open-minded. And I think that's a big one here. Someone who is arrogant often thinks that they know everything or they have everything, so there's no room to learn or grow. And I think that's really unattractive in a partner. Seeing that a person is open-minded and willing to grow and evolve over time and really be the best version of themselves is highly desirable when you're looking for a future partner. So if you see someone who doesn't have any of those things and actually the opposite where they think they already know everything, they think they're better than you, they're bragging all the time, talking about themselves all the time, and think that they are just the bee's knees and have no room for improvement or growth is really just a bummer to be around. I'm sure you guys all know someone like this. It's the person who thinks that they can do no wrong, who points fingers all the time, who thinks that they are legitimately always right. And I hate to burst your bubble or break it to you, but you're not always right. Number five, last on my list, we have unreliability. So when I think of a person like this, I often think of someone who is late to everything or who cancels or who flakes at the last minute. So this might not be that big of a deal if you're someone who's just looking for hookups or very quick flings or something like that, because you can send that 10 p.m. you up text and the girl will probably reply to you. But if you're someone who's looking for a meaningful relationship or just any sort of relationship in general, it's important to be someone who commits, someone who follows through, and someone whose actions match their words. And honestly, just a person who cares about how you affect other people. There's nothing worse than someone who is running super late to everything, or who cancels last minute, or who flakes at the last second. Like, it's just very disrespectful to be someone that is like that. And I know that sometimes things come up last minute, or, you know, things happen and not everything works out the way that you necessarily planned for it to go. But someone who consistently does this and just has no regard for other people, other people's time or effort, just really rubs me the wrong way. So in one of the attractive qualities videos I did, I mentioned that being a man of integrity is incredibly attractive, and being a man of your word, sticking to your word and making sure that your actions match what you say, is one of the most important things in life, but especially in a romantic relationship. Your partner should feel like they can count on you and rely on you, not for necessarily everything in their life, but to be a dependable partner for them. It's important to be a man of your word and have integrity, and if you're someone who's unreliable, chances are that's not you. So understand that your actions affect the people around you, and you are not the center of the universe. And to be honest, I think a lot of the qualities on this list boil down to someone who is very narcissistic, who doesn't care about other people, and who is only worried about themselves 24/7. And I think sometimes it is important to be selfish and put yourself first and understand that the most important relationship you have is the one that you have with yourself. But a lot of times the people who have the qualities on this list don't even have a good relationship with themselves. You can be the most attractive person on the planet, but if you have any of these character traits, there's something that's not right inside. And I think that's way more important than anything on the outside. You know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys and tell you, I've told you guys in past videos before, looks matter to an extent. Looks are great for physical attraction and building that initial attraction with someone, but they only get you so far. And a lot of times, guys will be handsome or women will be so beautiful and they have nothing going on in here or here, and their beauty only gets them so far. So you really have to make sure that you're working on your personal development, that you have a personality, that you have good character, because looks fade, but what is on the inside lasts forever, and you don't want to be known as the person who looks great on the outside but absolutely sucks and is a dud on the inside. The great thing though is that you can change all of these things about yourself. You can always be a better person. You can always be better tomorrow than you were yesterday, and it's a work in progress. None of us are perfect, and these are things that we have to actively work on, but that's the great thing about all of these things is that you can constantly work on them and improve, especially if you see yourself doing these things and you're self-aware enough to know, okay, maybe I wasn't the best in that situation, or maybe sometimes I do have a lack of empathy for other people. What can I do to make it better? So if after watching this video, you're realizing that you do some of these things, it's okay. You have to start somewhere, and don't beat yourself up too much about it. All you can do is try to be better. So the biggest takeaway I want you guys to get from this video is that if you want to be in a healthy, happy relationship, looks are only going to get you so far, and you really have to work on what's on the inside too. And at the end of the day, that is the most important thing. So if you guys like this video or found it helpful, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. Let me know in the comments down below what you think are the most unattractive qualities, if you agree with me, things that you would add. Would love to hear from you guys down below, or share a personal story if you have one of those as well. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.